Oh, who'd have thunk it, hey? Show two, it's Keith.
And Gavin.
What did you say your name like that for?
Well, it's just a natural follow-on, Keith, you know.
You've been practicing.
It rolls off the tongue.
Tell the truth, you've been practicing all week.
Well, you know, I had a sneaky suspicion we might get show two, so, you know, I've been sitting at home.
What on earth gave you that idea?
Working away on it.
Have you been sitting listening to it all week going, oh, that's really good. Oh, my bits sound really good. I don't like Keith. My bits sound really good.
And well, I heard two people come up to me in the street and said,
who are you?
See your show, mister. It's brilliant. I don't know about the guy you're doing it with, but I think they were talking about me, but they didn't realise, but sure.
All right, yeah. People talking about my American sidekick. I had to point out that it was just a rubbish
well,
accent.
Well, hello there.
Welcome back. So have you been off on holiday since the last show?
Yes, I have to say, I was on holiday in Tuscany in Italy, and it was good, but it wasn't what it was supposed to
be. You don't seem particularly brown, more browned off.
Oh, listen, the weather, I might as well have gone to northern Donegal or even further north.
I was going to say, careful where you slag off now. We have a lot of listeners. Oh, hang on, we have no listeners, so say what you want about
it. Listen,
anywhere.
It was rough. It was 45 degree angle rain coming in the door. I had to mop out the bottom of the door. Can you believe that? This is in Tuscany in Italy. It was wild.
Are you sure it wasn't wine? I mean, that's a wine region. Was it actually wine falling out of the sky?
Well, listen, the wine was cheap. €1.20 a litre. And I had a 5-litre bottle that cost me less than 10 euros.
Why are there any tramps in Belfast? Why don't they all just move there? I mean, if wine's that cheap, surely all the tramps could just move there instead of hanging around.
Well,
it's too expensive to be a tramp in Belfast at those prices.
I tell you what, people...
What's a bottle of wine here? What's a bottle of wine
here?
Well,
the average one, you'd probably, for a decent bottle of wine, and this was decent wine, this was like Montepulciano, which is a really good region.
Really?
Well, people who know me know I'm a bit of a wine geezer.
And anyone who knows me knows I'm just such... Is it a philist wine or
a what?
A philist wine, a wine philistine or something?
Oh, well, a wine philistine, yes, yeah. Yes, right. Well, no, I like my wine, and this stuff was fantastic. But and I would, you know, have maybe a glass a night, keeping it healthy. But I could not finish all this wine in the week that I was there. 5 liters, I left. There was half the bottle there.
Was it white or red?
Red, Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
Spoken with true authority. I mean, that was a genuine question. Is that white or red? You know, I mean, but when you walk into a car mechanic, surely you feel a little bit intimidated that you don't know what they're on about. And do you not like it? Do you like it when they correct you and go, it's a carburetor? And you're going, well, I was just asking, was it an exhaust or a carburetor? You know, so that's the way I asked you.
Real men know the difference, but Keith, come on now. Real men know.
So others would argue real men drink beer. Get in touch, folks. Do real men drink beer or wine? Or both. Get in touch. You know the number. We haven't made it up yet, but we'll give out the number once we've made it up. What we got on the show today? We have lovely Lucy is coming in to talk more.
Oh, lovely Lucy.
Is a lovely Lucy. Is coming in to talk more entertainment, which is my preferred way of calling it because I'm a bit of a pleb these ways. I don't know.
You're Generation X.
Hey?
Generation X. Somebody who doesn't watch anything. Somebody who's you know, you don't go out of your way to avoid advertising, but that's what advertisers call Generation X.
Somebody, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Who's not intimidated, but not influenced by advertising at all because they don't watch, listen, or you know, drive down the main streets or anything like that. So you sit at home and basically
don't say it.
Work.
Well, right. I could see your mouth forming a word, and I thought, oh, it better not. No, Generation X. I thought that was a band with Billy Idol. Is it not?
Well, it could have been. What the White Wedding one and Rebel Yell and all that.
No,
there.
No, that's when he was rubbish. That was the '80s. That was the era
what
of big loud drums.
That was his peak.
Maybe for you. I bet I could name some really rubbish bands you liked. Let me see. Deacon Blue.
No.
I bet you have the best of Deacon Blue.
No, definitely
Underpants.
Not. Was that the name of the album? Underpants.
No, Generation X. Though seriously, it was a punk band he was in, and then he formed this other. I hated any band in the 80s. You know that sort of.
Yes, I know
the
exactly.
The snare sound sounded like thunder, yeah. And you know Prince, he got away with it. Prince, everyone's
going,
Prince,
no,
he's
I was a
genius.
Prince fan. I liked him.
Yeah, I like Prince as well. But go and listen to some of his records. There was a documentary about him one night, and I had to turn it off. The music, once I got fixated in that snare drum sound, you know. But here we are being, manoracs about music. So let's shut up about music here.
Let's play some music, dude.
That's not a bad idea. We'll come back and finish our slabbering after some PJ Harvey. PJ Harvey there from an album that seems to be all about England.
Is that off her latest one, Keith?
Yes, her latest album is all about England.
I think I heard that. Now, I'm not, I've been to see her once in concert. I thought she was really good, but I'll be honest with you, didn't listen to any of her stuff beforehand and haven't listened to anything since. But her concert, her live concert was really good.
Yeah, well, I've just added one song to that, so right, thank me. You know, during that song, Gavin was sitting complaining about the noise of his chair and it being picked up on mic.
It's squeaky.
In a show with no listeners, it doesn't really matter if your chair squeaks or if anywhere outside squeaks. Just don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, I just don't want people to think, I don't know what they're going to think.
Well, I don't know. Put this, I'm determined to give up as soon as we get listeners. That's the cool thing to do. I'm one of the indie kids from the 80s. Oh, no way. What, we're popular? Disband.
How many listeners do you need for that?
I'm not telling you. So we're going to play a little bit more music soon. And then it's the lovely Lucy coming in for a bit of entertainment. Or should we just go straight to the entertainment?
Well, you know what? I think there's probably a lot to talk about with what's been going on. I've been actually watching a lot of TV, so...
Let's bring her in then.
Let's get in, lovely Lucy.
And by the magic of editing, here she is, right here. Just bing, there she just appeared, yes. She was actually 5 miles away during the last sentence, but she's arrived. The lovely Lucy.
Yay!
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, Lucy. Here for more entertainment?
Yes, I am indeed. And there's been loads going on.
Yep, I've been watching some TV, Lucy, so I know what you're saying.
Entertainment's not all about TV. That's why you're 25 stone, Gavin. On one leg. Yes. It's not all about the TV. Would you not agree, Liz?
Well, that is true. It's not all about TV. But there was a certain TV show. Well, there was quite a few over the weekend. Lemonade.
Oh,
any
shoot.
Keith,
what's this?
Any Keith Lemon fans?
Yeah, big style. I'm a big Keith Lemon fan. I'm not sure about the new show, but...
Really? I enjoyed it, but what were your thoughts?
Tell me, what is it?
Well, the thing is, he... What was it?
You don't even sound like you know what you're talking about, Lucy. Tell me, what is it?
So his new show is called Lemonade.
See, there's your research for you. You see, Gavin, what is it?
I'm trying to remember his old show, but what was his old show called?
Celebrity Juice.
Celebrity Juice.
Which is still
brilliant.
On.
Oh, is it still going?
Yes,
right, okay.
So it's still going. So he's really all over... TV at the minute, isn't so it's another odd. It's another studio show with a live audience, which helps.
Called Lemonade.
Is
that sort of inspired by Band Aid and things like that?
It could be. Yeah.
Is he? He's not raising money for charity though. He's raising money for Keith Lemon or what's his
no,
name?
No,
Lee
no,
Francis?
It's nothing to do with that. Let's let Lucy explain what it is. But it is. It's the concept is good, isn't it?
It is.
Let's see if I can shut up for 30 seconds while this is explained to me.
Right, well, hang on. I'll explain what it is. Basically, Lemonade, people ring in and they want something done. For example, a woman wanted, she hadn't had a day off working in her shop. He phoned up and he organised Jedward to go in and work in her shop while he took her and her husband to the spa for the day. But what can I just, and I know you've got to say something, Lucy, but what was really funny, Keith, that you would have loved, he dressed up as Michael J. Fox from... Back to the Future. He had the life preserver on. He had the DeLorean car.
you can guess what Gavin and possibly my favourite movie is from that last statement there. But Lucy,
hey, Marty!
Was he roughly right? Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it was certainly making me LMAO. I was wondering, do you know what that means?
Sorry, LMAO?
LMAO, not the band.
Oh, I know what that means. It means lawnmowers are old.
LMAO.
Yeah.
Laugh my arse off. Well, sorry, I think I bust the speaker there.
I wasn't maybe going to use that.
I'll just do that off the mic again. Laugh my arse off. There you go.
There's something about that A word I just don't like. But
really?
Yeah, that's what it means.
Lucy,
is it?
We all have one.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Unless
I didn't like the word.
No, you didn't
know the expression.
No, I didn't know the expression. Right, I must remember that.
And
one.
Then you must know what LMFAO means.
Laughed my
effing.
Oh, right.
Effing A-O. I mean, how many of these words are we allowed to say now? Are we just stick... Oh, what is... Hey, guess what LMAO means, Lucy? It means LMAO.
You could make them up.
You could. And he has the gorgeous Mark Wright. He was on the show with him as well.
The Only Way is Essex.
That as well. Yes, which is also back on our screens this weekend as well.
You know, every show is just passing me.
He's not in it, but is he?
He has now left, and he's actually, it's been revealed, he's going to be starring in a Hollywood film.
Oh,
that's
right.
Los Angeles. So he's doing really well for himself.
As opposed to Cody Dane.
Yes.
Hang on, are you watching... Is it The Only Way is Essex?
Yes.
No, I've watched
it. Another
before.
Abbreviation for that, TIE, as well. So there seems to be abbreviations for everything.
Come on, Keith. He is Generation X, as we discussed earlier. He doesn't watch or listen to anything. All he does is sit in the house and
work. Yes.
But your work's interesting, so.
It is interesting. It's producing high quality entertainment for podcasts like this. Yes.
So yes, Mark Wright's doing very well for himself.
Yeah. And he is a good looking fella.
He is
a
gorgeous looking fella.
Yeah, yeah.
But to say that...
No, come on, is he conventionally good looking? Is he like Ken as in Ken and Barbie, that sort of good looking?
No,
he's
no,
actually
no.
Naturally gorgeous.
He's a bit more like me, but just not as good looking, if you know what I mean.
Is Mark Wright 52 stone?
Mark is lovely. And Archie is Mark's partner in crime.
Arge,
yeah, the lovely Arge. Again, he's from Tai as well. Yes, guy.
Arge, is that short for Argentina?
No, Argent. I think that's his full name.
Argent. Mm-hmm. That kind of means silver, doesn't it?
Argento? Something like that.
Argent. I think it does. I'm trying to be very highbrow here, but really, so it's two blokes in
the
Only
Way is
Essex. Here,
Lucy,
he's maybe the new King of Essex. He's lost three stone veneers, looking amazing, and he is so lovable as well.
We've gone way off the mark anyway. We were talking about juice lemonade.
Yes, so it was a great show. You should definitely check it out next week. There's a difference, not so much co-host, but co-helper every week.
So that was Mark.
Yes.
And it's going to be someone. I have to be honest, right? I mean, I am a Keith Lemon fan, but you can see that he's holding back. You know, having seen Celebrity Juice, he can really let go. He can go to town. He's holding back
a
little bit.
Is he behaving himself for the watershed?
He's trying to throw innuendos in, and it's just like, yes, they're good, but you can just see that it could be a lot funnier. I loved his Beau Selector stuff and all that there, and it's just, I don't know if he's primetime TV because of the watershed type thing. Do you know what I mean?
It's playground humour, and it works best when they just keep swearing and saying,
yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, Lucy. Arse. Words like that. We'll bleep it out. No, we won't.
Yeah. Can we do bleeps on this? Have you got a bleep machine, Keith? Can we?
Bleeps will be added.
Can I say the word f?
Too late, you have.
And, can I say the word shit?
Thanks. I'm going to have to download a bleeping noise from the internet now to try and make sure. And I best not forget to rewind and actually bleep these things out.
Can we say the word fart? Is that permitted?
That's all right. But you can actually pretend to swear with a bleep machine. You can go and together, and then just join them up with a bleep, and people will hear. And they go, he just swore. Whereas actually, you wouldn't have done that. The magic. You see, it's the same magic of editing that brought Lucy in here. Lucy, moving on from lemonade, lemonade, if you've had a broadcasting career in London and you're from here originally, lemonade is on 8 o'clock or 8 o'clock. Subtitles 888 or 888.
I know, I love those accents.
Yes.
But moving on to my favourite person in showbiz, I just love this man, Simon Cowell.
Oh, yeah.
I love Simon.
What's not to like?
Exactly. To be honest, I actually think he's probably one of the most genuine people in the industry.
He's honest.
He is. I'm very generous.
He's honest, but I'm not so sure his ex-fiancée would agree, but...
Yeah, and very generous. I mean, does Lucy, you know, has she been on the receiving end of this generosity? Is he lent you any money?
No. But Simon has, there's a book based on Simon's life, which is called The Sweet yep. Revenge, The Intimate Life of Simon Cowell by author Tom Bauer. So I have to say, I was...
Scandal.
Yes, huge scandal. It may sound naive. I was very surprised to hear he had an affair with Danny Minogue. Yep. Did you find that surprising as well?
Danny's a good looking girl. I don't think anyone who wears their belt, 3 inches above their belly button could be attracted to the opposite sex.
I thought you were talking about Danny for a second.
No.
The book also covers people's perceptions of him being possibly gay, but of course that isn't true.
What if it was? I mean, he might be gay. He might be bi. He could be bisexual. He'd buy anything sexual.
I think he likes the ladies too much.
Buy anything sexual.
Yeah. If you didn't see, once you repeat a joke, you diluted for me. I'm sorry. It was brilliant until you diluted it.
Some of your jokes need diluted. Yeah. With a lot of water. Yeah.
But yeah, I was really genuinely surprised about Danny Minogue.
So was I, and she's got a new haircut and all to try and get to give herself a new look to get away from it.
Even a couple of years, her look has changed, and I also think that she's been, the years have warmed to her. She's been more.
She had a baby, didn't she?
Yeah, but her relationship with Chris has broken down.
God, you really know your stuff. I'm impressed.
I have to say, I thought
I was a gossip until I met Lisa.
I know I'm Generation X. I know I'm Generation X, and I apparently have missed all of this going on during the week, but... I mean, I have known about the Simon and Danny affair. You couldn't have missed it. You know, when you walk into the shops, you do see the headlines and stuff like that, much as I try to ignore them. But the big thing in the back of my head was, I was going, who's trying to promote something here? Is Danny Minogue got an album coming out? And I didn't realise that Simon had a book coming out. So I'm very cynical when these things come out and you go, what do you know? He's trying to sell
maybe
a book.
Maybe it's a way for us to promote ourselves, Keith. Me and you have an affair there, big man.
Well, I'm going to sleep with Danny Minogue. You leave Danny alone, he's a nice fella.
And there are apparently even juicier claims to come and really scandal. So
they say.
Is that through the current bun? The sun.
Yes. Sorry, I had to think there.
Yeah, I used to live in London, lover. You know, got a bit of Cockney rhyming slang about me. You know, it's a bit cheese and mould out there today, isn't it?
Did Alan Sugar just walk in?
Cheese and mould. Keith, what's cheese and mould mean?
Cold.
Yeah, cold. Apples and pears, Lucy. What's that Cockney rhyming slang for? Apples and pears.
Have you been living on Mars, Lucy?
Come on, Lucy.
I could
stairs up the apples and pears.
Stairs.
Have you never heard that? Stairs.
I've learned something new today.
But, I mean, to be honest, Cockney rhyming slang shouldn't be called Cockney rhyming slang anymore because everybody uses it all the time. Like, oh, now you're done talking, or now you're talking. It's all sort of slipped all the way away. People go, it's Cockney rhyming slang, but you never hear any Cockney going, all right, mate, now you're done talking. Aye.
I'll be honest, Keith, I've never even heard anyone say, even a Cockney man saying it's a bit cheese and mould out there.
Yeah, they're all invented by people who aren't actually Cockneys.
Yeah.
Next story, Lucy.
So yes, next story, and I am so excited about this. Really excited. There's a lot of speculation that Molly Keane from The Saturdays and Prince Harry are an item. So Molly Keane is the fashionista from The Saturdays, the blonde. Saturday member, stunning. The girls are all gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Oh, right. Okay. Now you've got her attention.
I certainly do.
I'm sorry. I'm too jealous. Next story. I'm too jealous.
Why
should I care?
I preferred the girl band before The Saturdays. I thought they were much better. The previous one, what were they called? The Fridays. They were much better.
So.
I like the Sundays, but they were a big 80s band. But you see, there, I'm giving away my age again.
So obviously,
I don't like the Mondays, but sorry.
Oh no, it's okay.
I like the happy ones.
Sorry, Lucy, go ahead.
Poor Lucy, we're totally thrown here.
No, what, not at all.
Harry and what's her name?
Prince Harry and Molly Keane. She is gorgeous. So Nick Grimshaw grills
like
her today.
She sounds like a pub. You're going down to Molly Keane's for one.
So Nick Grimshaw grilled Molly today on Radio 1 and asked
what?
Her if she...
Grilled? Is this some cook? Did he ask her? You're using journalist speak again. I forbid journalist speak in this podcast.
Is that like KGB?
You know when the police arrest them and they quiz them?
Yes.
You know, say, for 10 points, did you break into this house? You know, the police don't quiz you. They ask you questions, and they ask you very, very forcefully sometimes, apparently. But in the, when it's in the newspapers, the police quiz them. And or they can grill you. So someone was grilled.
Someone was grilled.
So Molly was grilled this morning.
I hope she's all right.
By who? Who was she grilled? Sorry.
Nick Grimshaw, the Radio 1 DJ. So he's your Meganly Lab.
How dare she mention an alternative radio station? How dare realized. She? Get out! Get out!
Okay, that's definitely for editing. I'm really sorry.
No, no, we're leaving that then. What are you going to say? So she was grilled. What did he get out of it?
So Nick asked her, and I think he's probably be able to guess what he did here. He asked her if she loved all princes of pop. Do you see what he did there?
Princes of pop.
Harry's not a prince of pop.
No, they were talking
about... He's a prince
about,
of dressing up.
They were talking about Justin Bieber to begin with, and then he moved on to that question.
Yes. Yep.
So
yep.
She just said that she was a fan of Justin Bieber. So watch this space. Hopefully I'll be able to... confirm in a few weeks they are together.
Did
Pop
you
princes
see
meet
the
her
stuff
prince?
With Kate Middleton's sister in the newspaper?
Oh, wait, hang on. Can I join? Yes. Now we're talking. Pippa Middleton.
See all that, Pippa. Lucy.
I'd seen it briefly, but you should fill us in.
Well, no.
What happened?
Well, you know, it's a bit bad, but she was being pursued by a photographer. And the car that she was in, the guy who was driving it pulled a gun out and pointed it at the photographer.
Really?
In Paris. And there's pictures of it and all the rest of it. And there's been a lot of, in France, there's been a lot of random shootings. So they're actually really trying to crack, you know, come down on this guy, whoever it was she was in the car with. But anyway, she's been having a bit of a wild time. I reckon she's got the best deal. Her sister marries, royal family, gives her a kind of, right, you know...
Instant celeb and wealth, yes.
Yeah, and then but she can go off and do what she wants, whereas Kate has to watch her P's and Q's and, you know...
If she can do what she wants, why is she carrying a gun?
Well, it wasn't her, it was the guy she was driving the car with. But she's a good-looking girl,
and
that
she
girl.
Is standing
you wouldn't
right.
You wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating biscuits.
Yeah. She can do what she wants.
Pippa or Kate?
Pippa.
Oh, but listen, hey, I'm not going to, you know, if either turns up at the door, I will welcome them in. It's okay.
If you had to choose.
If I had to choose.
I think if they come up, you're going to go, oh, sorry, I've got the wrong house.
Are we playing that game, are we playing that game Shag or Die? You just have to choose one and then, or you die, so you have to choose
right.
one.
Okay.
It's very hard, and that's not an innuendo. I don't know.
No.
See, I don't like to conform.
No. Pippa's much nicer.
Well, then you won't argue. You chose.
We're not going to both play the same game at the same time in the same house, in the same bedroom. That would be utterly filthy. I think we need to move on from the Middleton story. Next.
So, moving on to another Saturday. Hopefully,
you must have been trolling the Saturday's website for your entertainment.
I know I
stories,
sound like a hardcore fan. I do like the girls, but to be honest, I like more their style as. Opposed to their music.
You know, they actually can sing. When they first came out, I just stumbled across like a live acoustic version of one of them playing guitar and them all singing their sort of first breakthrough hit, and they were all amazing, and I thought these girls can actually sing. And then we actually hear the pop hit. To me, it doesn't work. As a musician, I actually preferred watching them do their music properly.
I haven't heard them at all, so I don't know what's going on here.
I'm going to have to edit that out.
I probably have, but...
Inna is actually the girl who plays the guitar. So it's actually her who's been all over the headlines today, well, as well as Molly. She is engaged.
Is she the one whose brother is also a pop star from here?
No, I wonder who that is.
No, I'm confusing that with The Wanted.
Phone in, folks, if you know.
Do you know The Wanted?
Yes.
One of the guys in that there, his... sister is Hazel Kane's Warren, who was kind of big in Pop Idol and stuff like that over here. And
I didn't realise that actually. Yes. I've learnt two new things tonight.
What was the other?
Can I remember? Oh, yes, about the Sayers.
Apples and pears.
Oh, apples and pears.
I should tell you, both these pieces of knowledge are totally disposable. They won't arm you with anything useful in life.
You never know. But yes, Inna is engaged to a rugby player, Ben Foden. I hope I'm pronouncing the surname correctly.
Yes, yeah.
But yes, Ben, to be honest, I think this is probably quite innocent. Well, when I say innocent, it's probably the norm for stag parties. You can probably back that up or
confirm
or deny.
They killed someone.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry, that happens every stag party I go to. Sorry, I'll edit that out.
Gosh, that sounds really intense. No, Ben was in Barcelona for his stag party, so there was pictures of him today on stage with strippers, but he actually removed all of his clothes.
That's... So, do people actually take off all their clothes?
Well, I mean, I am never
fully naked
myself.
I went to Edinburgh for my stag party, and I really, it was dead boring. But I asked it to be that. I didn't want any of that stripper stuff or any bananas shut where they shouldn't go or anything like that. There,
you know, your stag party was boring then, yeah.
I had a great time. Yep. I loved it. So did the women that were there. David, I won't go into that.
In case your wife's listening, you couldn't have been in the worst stag party ever. I went on a stag party for a friend, John, and it was fantastically bad. We ended up playing Scrabble. The highlight of the stag party is a photograph of a Scrabble board with the word stag-tastic spelled out on it in the pub.
That's
a good old English. Come 11 o'clock in the evening, you know, when everyone in England's going, "Oh, clubs,
keys,
we're going,
keys,
time to sleep."
Can I just interject there? Are you sure this wasn't another stag party he had especially for you?
Oh yeah, he did keep talking about his real friends all night. I kept wondering what he was going on about. Yes, but now I understand. But it was so memorable for just that. Only three of us. You ever have a go-kart place all to yourself? We did.
Yes, yeah, I've done that. It's brilliant fun. Really good fun.
I haven't actually go-kart. I don't think I would be any good at that.
Have you never done go-karts?
I think it would be very ropey.
Can you drive?
I can, yes.
Do you drive very carefully?
I have a few stories about the car, but
go on.
How many times did it take you to get your test?
Guess how many times?
Oh, won't be as many as me.
Really?
Well, I'm going to guess.
Yes.
I'm going to say five.
And what was your guess, Keith?
Four. Keith said four.
These are both wrong, actually. Third time lucky.
Oh well, that's all right. That's not too bad. The way you talked, I thought it was.
Did you
be
turn
bad.
Up each time?
Oh, I did. Yes. Yeah.
Did you wear a nurse's outfit the third time round?
No.
That's usually a guaranteed way of getting your test. Oh, I've got to rush back to work here.
And it doesn't work for me.
A wee bit of suspender showing. That's
obviously we did
a wee trick.
Very clever. Suspender. Can I just have a sigh all to myself just for that joke?
Well, congratulations on your third time pass.
Thank you.
They say the second time passes are better, or the best drivers. That's what they say. But I passed first time round, so and I'm really good.
That's excellent. Well, I haven't had any incidents in the past few years. I've been driving for 6 years. I have had a few incidents, but which is obviously horrific.
Nothing bad, like.
Well, the third.
Third or fourth one.
She says that with the nervousness of someone who's like, actually, you know, she's hid a body behind a hedge somewhere. Have you pulled bushes over someone after hitting them?
No, thankfully, no one was hurt.
A horse then?
Be here. I was in Port Stewart with my best friend. I don't know if he's a...
Any listeners in Port Stewart right now, if you're missing someone, stay tuned to the end of the story. Go on.
I was just about to turn the corner to go down the promenade whenever I thought the other car in front, which all I could see was that it was a gorgeous car, but I'm not really good with cars. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was about to drive off, but it wasn't, and I went into the back. So it was horrific, but the driver's wife got out and swapped details. I didn't think to take, you know, details of what the car was, but I just went home and told my mum and dad that it was a really nice car. Mm-hmm. And my mum said, "Robert, she will have crashed into a Porsche or something." I said, "No, definitely not. It's just a nice car." But I got a call later that week from the driver to tell me it was going to be really expensive, and it turned out it was a Porsche.
Oh no.
So. But
big
crashing their Porsche just for going, "Oh, it's lovely." Oh, crunch.
But that was the last incident, so I've been very careful since then.
Okay.
Did your premium go up by much?
Luckily, my dad had an extra year in the no claim.
that's where parents come in handy.
So it actually worked out a lot
You're listening to Entertainment News, and we're talking Porsches and crashes in Port Stewart. We've gone so totally off-piste here, haven't we? What's your final story here?
So the final story is Britain's Got Talent. I actually did watch it this Saturday. So did either of you see it?
Yeah, and it was some of it based in Scotland, and someone was coming on saying, Scotland, no one in Scotland's got any talent. What are you talking about?
Yeah. For me, I thought
Billy Connolly had walked in.
Okay, I knew. Give us one of those there cardiac sandwiches, would you?
I didn't finish it. I thought Billy Connolly had walked in and done a really bad Scottish accent. So, Lizzie,
for me, the last act I just thought was unbelievable.
I haven't seen it. What happened?
It was a dance act. It was a dance duo. But what made it different? Because, you know, it's...
So the wheelchair. It's a duet dancing. The woman's in a wheelchair and he's dancing. But the guy dancing, the guy thought he was the bee's knees. He really did.
The person who's not in the wheelchair.
The person, and he was giving it all, like he was the main star of the show. And Simon Cowell just said... Listen, your act was good. Well, at least the lady was. Anyway. Yeah, it's funny.
So the girl in the wheelchair was a better dancer than the one not in the wheelchair.
Yeah, because she's doing some serious moves. Like, yeah, isn't she?
I mean, put it this way: there's people in wheelchairs far better basketball players than I'll ever be.
Yeah,
it's a fact.
But no, I thought it was excellent, and as David Williams said, she took.
Do you know with your now that sounded that sounded bad because with your accent you said that sounded. Excellent. Now, talking about a wheelchair, excellent. Now, I think you mean excellent.
I really need to work on my pronunciation.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, so what happened then?
They got three and very well deserved. I'd like to see them do very well. As David Williams said, she took something which could have been a negative and turned it into a positive. And she really lives life to the full. So, girl, so you should definitely check out.
Was that the only thing on Britain's Got Talent that was worth talking about?
It's the most memorable, but there's also two teenage female singers who auditioned separately.
Is that the Welsh girl? One was very good.
They were both excellent.
Axel Rose.
What about Axel? Axel Rose, is he excellent or not? So, Lucy, listen, it's been a joy as ever here.
Yes.
But, you know, one day we're actually going to get the entertainment stories down to about 5 minutes. Like
I know.
How many is it?
Without the shortcut.
I don't know. I think we've rabbited on for... Well, I think we started on Tuesday. What day is it now?
Yeah. Well, it's Tuesday as well. it's also the following week.
We've been here for a full week. Lucy, thank you very much
for your... Thank you for
cheers,
having
Lucy.
Me.
See you next week.
Yes.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
This is The Cure. Oh, The Cure there. Did you like The Cure when you were growing up at all?
No.
Have you noticed all the music I keep selecting is from when I was a lot younger?
I like The Cult.
The Cult, yes, I like them as well. I thought they were good. She Cell Sanctuary.
Love Removal Machine.
Little Devil, it was a bit like AC/DC.
Rain.
I was in the hospital. Oh, yes, Rain. I always remember Little Devil because I was getting my appendix taken out lying in the hospital, and that was a little present I was bought by my mum.
Oh, Wildflower.
Nah.
No. Firewoman.
You're listening to Cult FM. Fans. Yes.
Cult FM. Come and join our cult.
Do you know, Gavin, something that you told me earlier, you were in Tuscany. It was very expensive, your holiday in Tuscany. But one thing I couldn't believe, and I'm sure the listeners will be surprised at this, it's the first time I've ever heard of this. You had to pay to use
a lift.
Or an elevator for our US cousins or my
honestly it was they got you to pay for everything. You had to pay for Stretcher Beach, the toll roads over
pay
there.
Pay for what?
For Stretcher bit of, you know, to go on a beach.
Yeah, but that's not as amazing as pay to go on a lift. I mean, how did that work?
Well, okay, I'll tell you in a second, because the thing is, not only did we have to pay to get into the lift, but we also had to pay to go on this walk of a coastline. So it's like any coastline that we take for granted here in Northern Ireland. You know, you go for a dander down by Crawfordsburn, it's beautiful. This place was beautiful as well, but you know, Cinque Terre, I'm sure it's very, very famous, very popular with Americans because it was where they kind of, the Americans first come in during the Second World War. But listen, so you have to pay to walk along this Cinque Terre, each different stage of it. And we needed to use a lift in one of the castles by there because I was over there with my wife and my 6-month-olds. We got a pram and they charged us something like €1 each.
Would you have had to use the lift if you didn't have the pram?
No, there were stairs, but there was quite a lot of stairs. But we actually ended up,
to being pramist or childist or something?
Well, I thought it was, for a country that, I mean, they love bambinos. We used to have like so many people coming up to us walking on the street, "Your bambino bellissimo," you know, all this here. They love kids, and then just to have something like that was a bit disappointing.
It's strange
that
in different cultures. I was in China once,
yeah,
and everybody surrounded by amazing looking girls who love ginger hair. Not that I'm not ginger, folks, but they were all getting their pictures taken with me and stuff. And it's the same similar sort of thing happens, you know, in parts of Europe, you know, when you realise how, you know.
Are you sure that wasn't because they spotted your, you know, famous guy and all the rest of it from all those B movies?
Oh, I don't like to talk about my hidden camera exploits around the world in 140 countries and 100 airlines. Don't like to talk about it. God, I'm doing the American accent now. But no, I'm amazed. You see that paying for it? Did you hand the money to a person or did you put the money in the...
No, he's sitting in the lift. This guy,
oh, it's a person sitting in the lift.
And waiting for you to pay. And then...
Did you have to pay before he pushed the button?
Well, no, could he wasn't
said,
that bad.
Could you have said floor number two, and then as he holds his hand, I go...
You charge per floor, a top, euro per floor.
I would have just said, "Yeah, I'm going to the top, please." And then as he did, I go, "Oh, sorry, I've no change. Bye." And try to get away with it.
Well, for...
You're up there already, so he can't stop you.
Yeah, but we were so... not annoyed, but we're just like, you know, to prove a point, we walked down with the pram. So, down the stairs.
You want to give your son shaking baby syndrome? How many stairs were there?
I was carrying him. There was a lot. There was maybe about 100.
Oh, you took him out of the pram.
I took him and the missus pushed the pram.
I had this vision of, you know, like you've seen comedies or like a Laurel and Hardy movie of a pram falling down 500 stairs. We got a special guest coming up soon. We have Nicola McCarthy. Nicola is a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
She's not just a normal journalist. Well, she is a normal journalist, but Nicola's heading off a very special assignment, very special permanent assignment soon. And I'm very excited when she comes in to talk about that. She's off to be a resident journalist at Man City TV.
Man City? Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with the football team. Just Manchester City, the city itself.
No, to do with the football team.
A Man City, oh right.
Do you know what? Do you know what?
Is she a Man City fan? Wouldn't take her to be a Man United fan, would it?
No, wouldn't. Let's ask her herself whenever she comes in. But before that, a wee bit of music here. This time, Sparks. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Sparks there. A big hit apparently in the 70s. A real odd two-piece. Do you remember them, Gavin?
No, way before my time. I'm way too young.
Real strange. It was just one guy stood there with a moustache doing nothing. A bit like you. Moustache.
I don't have a tash.
You're one of these people who... You know, some people do have permanent moustaches. I call them permatash. You know, you see someone who's got a moustache for years, and then they shave it off, and every time you look at their face, you go, "It doesn't look right." Their skin has almost become a moustache. You know, just it never seems to go. The few famous people like it, but the name escapes me. If it comes back to me, I'll come back with permatash.
But hang on, before you we talked about stag do's earlier on. For my stag do in Edinburgh, I got everyone who was coming on it to grow a moustache. And it was very funny.
Crazy.
My husband did that as well.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh. And my Uncle Jim had a moustache his whole life. And he shaved it off. And he's just not my Uncle Jim. It's not him.
Not the same person. The same. We should introduce this person,
exactly.
Keith.
I was just going to say...
Yes.
Either,
if you haven't been doing your job right,
well,
come on,
say,
big
either,
lad.
How rude of you to interrupt, or... That lovely voice you're hearing is the wonderful Nicola McCarthy, who has just joined us. Yes,
yay, Nicola McCarthy.
I didn't know if I should speak there or not, so I just thought I'd throw
no,
my...
No, you're just
I
right.
I just couldn't, you know.
Speak when you're spoken to, love.
when
you catch the ball, we'll throw the ball around. That's how it works in the studio. You catch the ball, then you can talk. So, Nicola, you have joined us. But we're very, very lucky to have you come and see us because you're about to head off soon to new pastures. Isn't that right? You're a journalist. And you're heading off to a very special... Tell us.
Okay, well, yes, I am a journalist and I am heading off to Manchester to work for Manchester City Football Club as an in-house journalist.
Wow. An in-house journalist at Manchester City... the football club, yeah?
That's right, yep, Manchester City
See,
Football
Keats
Club.
See, Keats has said, he said Man City TV... But I thought that was maybe Manchester City TV, you know, just something about what's going on. But it's actually the football...
The football club, yes,
right,
Manchester City Football Club.
He pointed that out and then I was going, well, she better not be a Manchester United fan now.
Well, that, yes.
You are.
There's only one small problem. It's my dream job, apart from one fine, small detail.
Do they know this? Like,
they do, yeah, they do. It's
how
out there.
How was it taken?
Well, they found out very quickly. I think they could sense me
straight away they could sense something just wasn't right.
Was it the red t-shirt underneath your
They saw the badge come through the dress, you know, and
it sounds very much to me like it's a case of like someone from the Taliban presenting BFBS radio or something. Hi, good morning, you're listening to Mullah Akbar.
Ahmed.
Whoever that is. Nicola, I'm relieved and I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because I'm allergic to all forms of sport. I'm very unapologetic about that.
I'm a big sport fan, but yeah. I mean, how are you going to be able to do your job seriously, really? I mean, I'd imagine that'd be quite tough.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it is going to present a few challenges, namely when they play each other, of course. Mm-hmm. But as I said to the guys on the panel, the people who interviewed me, it means I will be objective at all times. Mm-hmm.
Is that what got
Except
the job,
for when
maybe?
They play each other, but yeah, I mean, it means, you know, I tried to turn it into a positive in that, you know, I won't be emotionally attached to the team, mm-hmm. and I can take a step back and write or interview or do whatever from a different perspective, you mm-hmm. know, because I think if I was working for Man United, I'd be so involved, I, you know, it could be a bit much.
Two things you need as a journalist: to be objective and affordable. I said, I don't know, maybe you're both. I don't know.
We're
I dare say you're
in
not
the ladder, but yeah.
Nicola, are you going to be interviewing players directly?
Yes, I'm going to be working very closely with the players. So,
and what about the other team? So, for example, if Man United are playing in your grounds, you know, is there anyone that you've got your eye on in Manchester United that you'd like to get an interview with or something like that? I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't say no to Ryan Giggs, for example.
Right, okay. There's ulterior motives here, I reckon. Keep exactly. going.
Watch
on.
Out for him, Ryan. He's...
Which is another reason why it's probably safer for me to be at Man City.
True.
Wear a diver's suit when you're talking to him. Just keep yourself safe. His wandering hands will be everywhere.
It's no longer as PC as it once was, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm, anyway, mm-hmm. No.
Well, that's great, Manchester City. I mean, that's could.
Do you know what I thought? I thought as soon as I heard she was off to join Man City, I thought it was like a gay channel. Like a Man City. Oh right, it's just for, and then I realised. Oh sorry, Man short for Manchester. I see.
And so are you big into sport? Full stop. Do you follow a lot of sport?
Yeah, I've always been a massive sports fan, but particularly football and
chess. Scrabble?
Chess? Oh yeah, chess, Scrabble, yes.
I'm trying to catch you out here. Yeah.
I've got an interesting sporting story. I'm just back from holiday in Tuscany, right? Uh-huh. And the day that we arrived in Tuscany or Pisa Airport, my son, who's 6 months, said his first word, which was
pizza.
No, Bubba.
Bubba.
Oh. And because he said Bubba, I put a £20 bet on Bubba Watson to win the US Open.
No way.
And I got nearly 700 quid back from it.
Goodness.
You check it out.
Check it.
Has your son said any numbers yet?
No.
Take a note of the first six numbers he says, write them down in order, and make sure none of them go over 49. You're making sure none go over 49.
I'll get him to start pointing at a lottery ticket or something like that there. Do you know any golfers? What about from here? Have you interviewed Rory or have you interviewed
Rory, Graham and Darren?
Oh, you've done them all, right? What are they like?
Lovely, really nice guys. Yeah, especially Rory. No, I thought Rory
the three nicest Americans
nice.
You'll ever meet. Hey, how you doing there?
Rory was my next door neighbor. He was my next door neighbor when
in
I arrived.
Hollywood, was
yes.
he? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I used to play football with him when he was about 2 foot tall.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, he is a lovely guy.
He clearly enjoyed the football with you so much he took up golf.
I taught him everything he knows about balls. No, but he was a nice guy then, so he's obviously still a nice
guy.
Yeah,
any time I've interviewed him, he's been really, really lovely. Yeah. Really
so listen,
nice.
Even though you're a Man United fan, this is something of a dream job, isn't it, you're heading off to?
It is. No, it is. It really, I still can't believe it. I'm still kind of...
And what about Mr. McCarthy? Will he be joining you?
He will be joining, yes. Even though he's a Liverpool fan, we'll let him into Manchester, see how he goes.
Right. Does that not choke him to go along with this? Or I suppose he's... He's as excited as you are.
Oh, he is. No, he's very excited for me. And I think he sees it as a good opportunity to head down the motorway to Liverpool.
So I was going
to
say, Anfield, not that far away, is
exactly.
it? Exactly. So no problem.
Yeah, so he's happy enough. He's happy enough. And we'll see how we get on. But
the thing is, I was going to say, so Manchester TV, is that a whole channel dedicated to Manchester City? That's it.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a lot.
Can you get
it
on a Skybox or something?
Yeah. Yeah,
well, you can.
Basically, it's like a subscription channel, so, you know, you would sign up to it and pay.
Is it 24/7?
Wait a second. No? He's got subscription channels, but we can't talk about them. This is, and they're also kind of sporty.
Well, Keith, I've borrowed your Digibox from the weekend. That's what it was.
Hit the reset button before you turn it on, please.
But is it 24/7 or is it just like on?
No, it's 24/7. Of course, there'll be some live content and some pre-recorded. Okay. So they might show, like, you know, an FA Cup match from 82 or something, you know, during the day, and then they'll have the live, but the live matches will be live, player interviews, mm-hmm. they have like a kind of like City Cafe or
I can see what's going to happen. Hi guys, you join me again, I'm in the bath with all the guys for the post-match talk.
Tell me this, curiosity, I'm just amazed that, you know, as much as I like sport, but I don't think I could sit and watch a whole channel dedicated to one team, but how many of the teams have their own TV channel?
Well, City obviously have one, Manchester United have one, Liverpool have one in the Premier League. I think Chelsea have one as well.
Right.
I think that's it. I think that's
any
it in the Premier League.
Rangers, Celtic,
yeah,
do they have?
Yeah, Rangers, I think Rangers and Celtic.
Hang on. What about
the Rangers even?
No, hang
anything.
On. Crusaders TV over here. Crusaders goes down very well. Knowing that it's got a fan base of what is it, not readership, what do you call it, viewership of about 200 people, if that.
I was just thinking Rangers must have a chip shop left, if anything.
I know, exactly.
Is there anything left of Rangers, is there?
Gosh, I know.
I mean, I'm allergic to sport, but I haven't
read the headlines.
I haven't missed the fact that, you know, one of the biggest clubs in Scotland has, you know, gone AWOL or kaput.
Did you hear Alan Sugar's put in a bid for them?
No.
Apparently he's going to rename them the Apprentice Boys.
Oh yeah, right here first, folks.
Very good.
So, Nicola, something that's occurred to me, and our listeners won't be able to spot this, but I'm sure they'll be able to Google her or see her on Man City TV when it starts. Should the whole thing ever fall apart, there's another role you could fill. I don't know if anyone... Are you watching Homeland at the minute, Gavin?
No.
Oh. Right, the lead in Homeland. Claire Danes, you are the absolute spitting image of Claire Danes.
Really?
The lead in Homeland. Have you seen it yourself?
No, I haven't seen Homeland, but I've been dying to watch it.
Is that right?
I've got it all Sky Plus.
What's it about?
Well, I don't want to ruin it. Now that she's told me... basically, they catch a guy in Iraq. They rescue a guy in Iraq, an American soldier who's been prisoner for 8 years, and then... he comes back and they go, hey, is he with us or is he with them? You know,
oh,
it's
right,
not as
okay.
clear cut.
Right,
so,
okay.
And that's all I can say. But yes, we have a dead ringer for Claire Danes, the lead of Homeland, sitting in the studio with us right now. And I'm sure the Man City guys will all appreciate that.
That's great. Well, listen, if it doesn't work out, I know what to do.
I tell you what, you know...
Why wouldn't it work out?
Well, this is true.
Exactly. That's not the right attitude to go in with. Go in with it's going to work out.
Positive vibes.
Nicola, what's the guy who bought Man City? Where's he from again? He's in the Middle East country.
Yeah, he's Arab. He's from Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi, is he, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of money behind these guys at the minute. So
you
must be getting paid a fair old whack, I'd imagine, for going
back. Well, you know, I negotiated with Mubarak.
Good on
and,
you.
You know, he's looking after me.
You've got a little small oil fee stacked away now.
Do you know that it's a... Not a well-known fact, but there's a lot of people in Saudi Arabia. They don't like the Flintstones, but the ones in Abu Dhabi do. Did you not know?
Very good, Keith. You're very good. And he didn't even edit that one in.
Yeah, there's not a screen in front of me flashing up jokes all the time.
Well remembered.
Nicola, would you like to pick a tune for us there? We'd like to... as we're saying goodbye to you, have you pick a tune? Have you a favourite musician?
Van Morrison, maybe.
Don't put thoughts into your head.
I have a lot of favourites. Well, let me think.
Don't give us the answer just yet, because I want to ask you a little bit more about Man City TV. It's not just going to be you just constantly holding microphones up in front of players' faces all the time. Surely they must have other things on. Like, I mean, is there a Man City version of Bullseye and, you know, play your cards right? Like,
sure,
is it 24 hours of just green pitches, people standing in tunnels going, yes.
I'm amazed that but people actually do sit and watch it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
All the time. It's just completely besotted by it. But that's, you know, it's big fan base. You know,
yeah,
it's huge.
Yeah, that's it. And, of course, they're...
Can you cope with up to 12 people watching? Well, that'd scare you, Nicola.
I don't know.
Tell me this, Nicola. Apart from, I mean, I know Oasis are big fans of Man City, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're big Man City.
No,
is there any other
particular.
Big famous people out there that are supporters that you
good
know?
Good question.
Because you'd imagine there'd be a good TV slant. Here, I'm giving you some ideas for programmes there.
You are,
you know,
because
I'm sure there's a lot more famous people out there than Man City.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, actually. I know, obviously, Noel Gallagher, and he did a great interview with one of the players recently.
I saw that one.
Telly.
I saw that one.
It was
very, very good. Very funny.
Yeah.
Nick, will you promise us, because we're not even sure if we're even going to get as far as show three with this. This is only show two. We still don't even have a name.
Really?
We still don't have a name other than the Keith and Gav show, stroke the Gavin Keith show.
Okay.
Stroke Law Plus One, which I liked.
Law Plus One.
Okay,
I like
it. Based on a Haircut 100 song, but we'll not go there. And should this not, we may not get as far as show three. Is there anything we could do for you out in Man City TV? Hair and makeup, please.
Can you?
Water boys. We could be the water boys.
Or you could be the
bang on the ear.
The boot
fisherman's. Oh, do they have water boys? I thought that was an American thing. Just
no, of course
not.
I thought that was just a really bad movie with Adam Sandler.
Boot cleaners.
Shine up the player's boots.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
There are boot boys.
Yeah.
Are the boot girls? Is it like altar boys? There's also altar girls now.
Grounds of fairness, there are indeed boot girls.
Keith, you'd be a good left back, I reckon. Left back in the changing room.
Every one of them, therefore. Do you know, there's people at home sitting counting, going, I can't believe just how many great puns there are.
We're coming out with them, we're pulling them out of the bag today.
We sure are. I'm just thinking, boot boys. Main Road, is that the name?
Main Road was the former stadium.
Oh, see, that shows how little and yet how much I know.
Yeah, Eastlands is the new ground. It, they've built a beautiful new big stadium called Eastlands.
With all the money.
Or the Etihad Stadium.
I was going to say, they're still sponsored by Etihad. Is that
still
the airline?
Still sponsored by Etihad, yeah.
What happened to the old one? Is there a Lidl on it?
I think they've knocked it down and there may well be a Lidl.
They used to be sponsored by Lidl, you know.
Really? But you could tell me that and, you know, I'd believe it.
One in the bag, one in the onion bag.
But they've bought a whole area around the stadium and they're going to build like an academy and apartments.
A moat.
Hotels, and it's called Sports City. It's a massive area and there's going to be major development around the club, I think, in the next few years.
So Manchester's got Sports City and Media City because the BBC's moved there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got something to ask you, Nicola, because I am a Chelsea fan. And what do you mean?
Why do football
Listen,
people
I
always
have
go
been,
on like
I
that?
Have been, before people say I jump on the bandwagon, but I lived in Chelsea years ago when I was a kid, when my dad lived there and I lived there with him.
Yeah.
But the game that was on there at the weekend, the Spurs game, my brother-in-law and father-in-law, they're big Spurs fans.
Okay, right.
Needless to say, there was a bit going on. Keith, you probably didn't watch it, but there was a lot of controversy about the goal that didn't go behind the line.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the behind the goal line?
I think it has to happen.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sports Punditry on Man City TV. Resident journalist Nicola McCarthy and Gambara. Oh, sorry.
But it has to happen, doesn't it?
It has
Come
to happen. It has to happen.
Idiots.
I mean, you know, you can understand you want to keep the traditional kind of, you want to keep the game as traditional as possible, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it has to happen. You have to move with the times. That was not a goal. It changed, for me, it changed the dynamic of the game. I'm not saying Chelsea wouldn't have won it, but it certainly changed the dynamic of the game. And it's not fair.
I agree. I mean, I'm a Chelsea fan and it
She's
went
being
5-1.
Very pragmatic.
Yeah.
But you know what? The thing is, you say, you're a Chelsea fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a Chelsea accent. You're a Man City fan. That's not a Man City accent.
What do you mean, mate? Apples and pears. Apples and pears. Come on then, son. Let's be having
whatever. I'm not Brazil. I'm Northern Ireland. I mean, Nicola, if this all fails...
Hang on, before you say it, I was born in Hong Kong. Should I be a Hong Kong Rovers fan? Is that what you're saying?
Is there such a team? Yes, that would make more sense than following Chelsea in my book. It really would.
I was born in Dundonald Hospital. Who could I follow?
Do you know what? Then everybody would support the same team if we did it by hospital.
You could support Muck Dundonald's, which is just outside Dundonald Hospital. We'll go into that.
McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's. McDonald's.
But we're not Brazil, we're Northern Ireland. So maybe you'll come back. Who knows? Maybe Northern Ireland will get their own channel one day, sort of a North. Who the hell would watch that? What am I talking about? Nicola, it's been an absolute pleasure joining us. Can you think of any song off the top of your head? We'll dig it off the computer and get it on.
Well, excellent. Yes, I'm thinking here, good Manchester band, one of my favourite bands, one of my favourite songs.
Is it the band that's playing here on the 22nd of August that I'm definitely going to go and see?
Maybe New Order. No, they are playing here in the summertime now.
They might be playing at the same gig.
Lovell Terrace Apart.
Good choice.
Manchester.
That is a good choice, and absolutely not I Am the Resurrection by the Stone Roses.
No, yeah.
Which I'm not going to admit just now. No, this is New Order and Love Will Tear Us Up. No, it's. That's not New Order.
No, it's not
Joy
New
Division. Joy Division.
God damn it.
If Ian Curtis heard this, he would. Anyway, that's enough.
New Order because I'm going to see them in this summer, as well as the Stone Roses as well.
Are you definitely going to see the Stone Roses?
Yeah.
Any free tickets for me, guys?
I'm sorry, your mic cut out there. We couldn't hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicola McCarthy, good luck with Man City.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, somehow, don't ask me how, but we managed to get to the end of show... it isn't even show three. Show two of the Keith and Gav show. Is that what we're calling
it? No, listen.
Law Plus One.
No. There's another name out there that we've got one. Don't worry. It's in the pipeline.
Anyway, you'll
in
be hearing
the pipeline.
You'll be hearing from our sponsors at the end of the show. if we ever get any sponsors. It's been our pleasure to annoy you for the last God knows however many minutes it's going to be when we
edit
out.
Who would want to sponsor this? Who would be good sponsors? Kleenex.
Why on earth?
Just a pair tears.
Of,
no tears.
A pair
of
laughter. Presenters.
No tears of laughter.
Because it's a pair of workers behind the mic.
It's tears of laughter. Hang on, I've got a good sponsor, Andrex. Because all we do is talk absolutely.
Right, that'll do. You've been lovely, folks. We'll see you next time.
Bye.